This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jack Caglione. The board has been updated in here. Dusty just came in and updated the stats for Jack Caglione. He had another home run last night. He's got 10 RBI already. In a handful of games.
Pretty good start. Actually, that entire team has scored 42 runs in 4 games. So they are, I mean, not kidding. They are scoring 10.25 points or runs per game right now as a team. So they're off to a pretty good start. I would say the Naturals.
Yeah, 3-run home run last night from Jack Caglione. And yesterday,
468 feet. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to do that a bunch of times in the minors.
Yeah, like, and JJ said yesterday, he knows that that's how it works.
And when JJ Piccolo was on the show with us, we asked him just, what do they need to see at the AA level? It's not just the stats, but what do they need to see from him?
I think with Jack, I mean, it's really hard to, I guess, explain and understand. It's the quality of the bats guys are taking and who is he facing? You know, is he facing a quality, you know, pitcher that can make pitches similar to the pitches that he's going to be facing in the major leagues? You know, what's he doing against left-handed pitchers, and what type of a bat is he taking there? We know he's got power. I mean, like that's not, I mean, for him to hit a ball the way he did in Tulsa, that's not surprising to us. But the very next day with 2 strikes, he hits a line drive to left center field. Another bat, he was down 0-2 and he walks. That's more important to us in trying to determine how ready he is for the major leagues than seeing him hit a hanging breaking ball 460 feet. You know, that he's going to do that, but it's how he handles his at-bats, what he does with 2 strikes. Does he recognize situations to get the run in, because he's going to be in that category of run producer. But it's not going to be a small sample that we're going to make that determination. It's going to be a large sample. And, you know, we haven't determined, you know, is it 100 at-bats, 500 at-bats? We just have to have an instinct. We have people watching him every night. You know, we have reports from the coaches every night. You know, there is another step for him to take, and that's called AAA before he even gets to the major league. So, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want to see the quality of the bat, the consistency, because we know one thing, it's a lot harder here in the major leagues because the pitchers are the elite of the elite, and we got to put him in the best position to handle that. So when he comes up, he never goes back, and that's the best way to handle players.
It's pretty much inarguably the best conceivable start Jack can have.
Yeah.
He's hit 2 home runs. They were both over 460 feet. He's walked 4 times in 4 games. He's got 6 hits to go with it. His stats so far are nuts. Now, I'll say a guy like Carter Jensen's hitting just as good as him, and we're not going to bring him up as much. And there's like 2 or 3 guys in that lineup hitting just as good as Jack Caglione. And part of the reason you're not going to bring it up is because, I'll be honest, it is hard to ignore a ball that almost left a stadium for the second time in 3 days. That thing went to the very tippy top of a humongous hill in right center field and there in Fayetteville, and it is loud and noticeable.
As JJ said, though, in the cut we play, like, they know the power's there. Like, that is that, like, they're not worried that can he hit a baseball 460 feet. That
Unless they change all the walls in Major League Baseball to 450 feet, and he's the only guy who can get it out.
It's, you know, and I didn't go back and look. The guy he hit the home run off of last night, was that a top prospect for the team they were playing, or was he just a, I don't know, right? That's the kind of stuff that will matter in their evaluation, it sounds like, as well. Is he doing it off of what is supposed to be a stud for that team, or is it a guy that's been in Double A for 3 or 4 years and is kind of fallen off? Right. I don't know the answer to that, by the way, but there's a difference there. And it's just, as you said, 4 games into it. And he said it's not going to be a small sample size. JJ Piccolo said it's not. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be 300 at bats in Double A, but it sure sounds like, Cody, it's not going to be 50 at-bats in AA and straight to the big leagues, which is what we get texts about every day.
The question I would have as it relates to this is, and I, you know, this just applies to you and I, is there a reason why everyone is in a rush?
Well, because people are excited, like, right? And that's fine. People are excited. That's what it is.
And I understand that you're going to point out the times that, like, Soto got called up really fast, and there was a prospect this year that never played a single day in the minors, I think, and just went straight from college and played and all these other things. If the Royals were playing worse, I would probably feel different about it, I guess.
Like if this was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. Why not get him up? Get him some big league at bats and see if he can do it. But the problem is that the last prospect they rushed, in my opinion, rushed up to the big leagues, his name was Adalberto Mondesi Jr. He came up as Raul, but Adalberto Mondesi, and he got rushed to the big leagues, and it went horribly. He was never ready for the big leagues. He was not successful in Double A. He was not successful enough in Triple A. And because of his talent, they just said, eh, screw it. He can be a big league player. They put him on a World Series roster, gave him a bat in the World Series, the whole thing. And I just don't understand. I'm not in a hurry, because if they're going to be a playoff team and fight as a playoff team this entire year, if they still need the bat later, they can get it. If they were going to trade, like, the thing I love the most about it, let's just say they decide they need an outfield bat, gold with power. Not uncommon for a trade deadline acquisition. And I don't want to give up any more prospects. I want them to continue to develop people in the minor league system. I don't want them to give up Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen or Kudina or any of the other guys who are in the top 10 of the system. Great. Then call up Jack. Save the draft picks, save the trouble, and get your guy. If it's that, then we're having a different conversation. But right now, I don't need to see him. The guy hit the homer off, by the way, his name's Cole, like Cole's the store, K-O-H-L.
Okay. All right. Is that his first name?
That's his first name.
First name.
Cole Drake.
Is he from Wisconsin?
I will say he is a lefty.
Okay.
So, like, that's always, you know, lefty-lefty. I always feel like that's a little more impressive. But, you know, why do they name him Cole? It's fine. Why do they name him Cole and spell it like the store?
What's wrong with Cole?
There's nothing wrong with the name Cole, like Reagan's, when it's spelled like the store Cole's.
Well, that's why I asked. Is he from Wisconsin?
They wanted it to be unique. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good,
because there's some people who's, I think it was it Andrew Jones? A-N-D-R-U-W.
That one's not as offensive. That's just one letter different. That's not like.
But Drew, D-R-U-W, it just looks weird.
Cole Drake is the 13th ranked prospect in the Texas Rangers system.
So that's who he hit the home run.
He's a 6'5", 220-pound lefty.
Yeah. A lot of people take an issue with your Mondesi comp, and I get it a little bit, because Mondesi injuries failed him.
But he wasn't a good big league player when he wasn't.
Injuries failed him.
But he wasn't a good enough player when he played.
At times, there were dude.
He showed some flashes,
that matters. We all have, but like, you thought he was going to be an MVP candidate 1 year.
I was dead wrong.
But meaning, like, a lot of it was injuries, what derailed his entire career.
Sure, but I would just say, like, once he got up to the big leagues, the rest of the numbers did not equate. Sure. Right? He didn't hit for a high enough average, he was a great defensive player, so I'd never, I guess, argue that. I think he played a really, really good, and he led the league in triples, I think, 1 year, so the speed and the athleticism and all the stuff that existed. But they rushed him to the big leagues.
Yeah, and again, we keep getting texts.
He had one good year when he's like 22, probably.
You keep getting texts about, like, he'd be Renfroe. Again, if eventually they end up replacing Renfroe, the first person that's going to replace him is going to either be like a Nick Gordon, a Drew Waters, a Tyler Gentry. Yeah, it's not going to be the guy that's gotten 4 games in AA. That's all.
They've been a fun 4 games, though.
They have. It's been awesome. And again, we're hoping to do something pretty special around that here very soon. We might be able to announce something on Friday.
As you guys remember, we went down to go watch Bobby Wood Jr. play in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can work out something similar.
We've been working on this for a couple weeks.
I did not regret going down to see Bobby Wood Jr. play, although he did go over for the day we went down there.
That's right, yeah.
Hitless. Okay. Hitless.
That's true.
Turns out it didn't affect the rest of his career. A player can go hitless. Like, for instance, Jack Caglione can go hitless today, and it's fine.
No, he never will, actually. He never will go hitless, Cody.
No?
Never.
He's just going to...
Never in double A, he won't.
Didn't he go 0-for-5 in his second game this year? I think he did.
I don't know. I have no idea, man. And yes, I do want to see him play some right field in double A eventually, but they haven't even started that yet, which should also give you a little bit of an indication of how patient they're going to be. That's all.
I mean, yeah. And I get the same thing everyone else said. Like, JJ, that clip we played, was when he had just hit one. 400. He seems so unsurprised by it when he just hit one. I get it. Listen to the sound. That's a violent sound for a bat to make.
Yeah, that's insane.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.